Now, why should the United States initiate changes in a system of which it had been the main beneficiary? Because the system can't survive in its present form, and the United States has more to lose if it is not in forefront of reforming it. America lost a lot of power and influence during the Bush presidency. Without far-sighted leadership, the relative position of the United States is likely to continue eroding. The United States is still in a position to lead the world. It can no longer impose its will on others, as the Bush administration sought to do, but it could lead a cooperative effort which would involve not only the developed, but also the developing world. This would reestablish American leadership in an acceptable form. Now, why should China submit to a new multilateral system in view of the fact that it is set to emerge as the winner from the current turmoil? The answer is equally simple. In order to continue rising, it must make itself acceptable to the rest of the world. That means that it must move towards a more open society, combining an increased measure of individual freedom with the rule of law. Given the current military power relations, China can continue rising only in a peaceful environment where the rest of the world willingly accepts the rise of China. It's even more important for the sake of a peaceful world that the United States should find its proper place in a new world order. A declining superpower, losing both political and economic dominance, but still preserving military supremacy, is a dangerous mix.